This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 40% of the healthcare uninsured are Hispanic, up from 29% in 2013. Half are young, less than 34. 58% are men. 39% have incomes under the poverty level, and many live in states that have not expanded Medicaid. Only 6% earn more than 400% of the poverty level. Almost half of the uninsured live in the South. 57% have jobs, 43% do not, and 57% work for small businesses. Experts estimate that Trump has gotten over $4 billion in free media publicity during his campaign, and Clinton has gotten over $2.5 billion. The Freedom Foundation is spending over $3 million per year to go door-to-door in Washington and Oregon to home health care and child care workers to convince them to leave their unions. They claim to have knocked on 15,000 doors with a 60% success rate, though this is disputed by union leaders. Tyson Foods has been fined $263,000 for 15 serious safety violations at its East Texas poultry plant. A worker's finger was amputated on the job at that plant while trying to clear chicken from a conveyor belt. Inspectors found high levels of carbon dioxide, a lack of proper safeguards on moving machine parts, and not enough protective equipment for workers, among other violations. Improper drainage also exposed workers to slipping. Federal judge in California ruled this week that McDonald's may share some responsibility in a franchisee's wage theft case. That's because under California Labor Code, franchisers can be held liable for labor law violations even if they only appear to be the employer. Denying McDonald's motion for summary judgment, Judge Richard Seaborg wrote that the plaintiffs believe that they and their franchise both work for McDonald's Corporation, making the fast food giant potentially liable for so-called ostensible agency. Seven police officers in Chicago were recommended for firing for filing false reports in the fatal shooting of black teen Laquan McDonald. The Clinton Foundation says it will not accept money from foreign governments if Hillary Clinton is elected. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.